or CPA Mobile.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Hello, Patrick, and what are you doing on this lovely Thursday afternoon?
I hear fighting traffic on Wade Hampton. How about yourself?
I'm doing the same. Lucky me, my wife went and bought some. She's having surgery tomorrow, and she's going to need a walker, wheelchair, little scooter thing. We got all that, but they want rubber tips on her walker instead of rollers, so she bought 7/8 of an inch, and she needs 1 inch, so I took them back, and of course, they only had 3 1-inch. One inch, I need 4. So I'm headed to Walgreens to see if they got them. I'll tell you. But anyway, it gives me something to do, so I can't complain.
Everything goes good with her surgery, Ma. And you better take good care of her. If not, you might regret that one.
Trust me, it's going to be a long recovery. They got to cut the tendon in her that comes up from your ankle and from your foot, the bottom of your foot, and comes up the back of your ankle. He's got to cut it and then reattach it because it's torn. Makes no sense to me because this thing's healed by itself. And then she has a spur on the bottom of her heel. He's got to grind that off. So it's kind of like two surgeries. And it's like a 6 to 8 week recovery. No weight bearing for 6 to 8 weeks. Can you imagine?
I'd go nuts. I'd be stir crazy in the house. That's for sure.
Sorry, I had to maneuver around some traffic. There's a Penske truck that evidently has having some trouble there. He's not moving. He's on the inside lane. And everybody's trying to get around him.
Enjoy your tennis match yesterday afternoon when it was so warm.
And, I wound up right there at the end, near the end. I wound up for going up for an overhead shot and really stretched out and pulled a muscle or some tendon or something in my right arm, but it's better today. I don't think I did any permanent damage to where I'm going to need surgery or anything. At least I hope not. So I won't be playing tennis again until Monday, so maybe it'll be well by then. At least I hope so.
Nothing serious to it. It's just a sprain or a pull muscle, and that's it.
I've gone for a ton of those, so I mean, I ain't getting any younger. But, anyway, we'll see. well, I'm in front of the Walgreens here, so I'm going to run in and see if I can find those rubber tips I'm looking for the walker, and I'll be back in here in a minute if you're still around.
Making my way to my next stop, so if I don't talk to you again, you have a good afternoon, and pray everything goes good for your wife tomorrow. KO4HX, and I'll be clear for now.
All right, Patrick, you have a good one. Stay cool. KO4HKX, KP4CPA. 4CPA Mumble.
Look out, everybody, get off the road. David, W2T Mobile.
Hey, Rusty, how are you doing there?
I'm fine as frog here. Split three ways this afternoon. I just finished lunch at the Olive Garden, had a good meal, and lots of good conversation with the bartender, and you know, I'm headed to the house. Got to make one stop. Got to have one disappointing stop because I got to put a little go juice in the car. But other than that, I'm headed back to the house.
For you, that sounds sounds like you had a good time there, and yeah, I guess you better get that fuel while it's cheap, you know. And because I don't think it's going to go down in price anytime soon.
Significantly, anyway, I don't think so. Oh well, you know, it is what it is. We'll have to put up with it, bear with it. At least be glad we're not on the West Coast. They're over $5 a gallon out there for unleaded, the regular. And diesel fuel out there is over $7 a gallon right now.
Well, yeah, somebody last night at the sports club said it was going to get to $10 a gallon. I don't really believe that, but, you know, you always hear stuff like that when gas, you know, goes up some. So I guess I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, that's about it. And also, what you up to this afternoon?
Make a run to Walgreens to get a couple of get some rubber tips for my wife's walker. It's got rollers on the front, and the tips on the back are plastic, so they're kind of slick, and she needs the rubber ones so they'll grip, and she needs them on all four legs. She's going to have surgery, ankle surgery tomorrow, and she's going to be non-weight bearing for 6 to 8 weeks, and that's it. So, you know, we got all kinds of contraptions for her to use, and so we're just getting everything, you know, lined up. So we don't have to go hunt for something, you know, later.
Ankle when she kicked you because you didn't do something she told you to do? Is that what it is?
Kicked me in the head, yeah. That's the hardest part of my body. So, yeah, she's got bone spurs on both feet, on both ankles, and she needs to have this done on both, but they only do one at a time, obviously, because then you couldn't walk, couldn't do anything. And she also has torn ligaments that go from the bottom of the foot, ankle, or the to up the back of the foot, and they're gonna have to cut that and reattach it, and then grind the bone spurs off, and then they'll do the other one whenever she's ready to do the other one.
And she may never be ready to do the second one. I can just feel for her and tell her she's got my sympathy and prayers on that, because I've talked to other people who have had surgery like that. It's not fun, and it's not pleasant, at least not for the person that's having the surgery done. So, and all, but, I hope she does well and everything else. What you might want to do is, for getting something to give her a little bit of grip on those, on her walker, get some tennis balls, split them, and put them over the ends of those legs.
Seen that done. You know, if that'll give her more grip, then we'll go that route. I definitely got plenty of those. And so anyway, we'll just have to see. Surgery's in the morning. But I'm pulling in the driveway here, so I'm going to say adios, and you have a good afternoon. Good to talk to you. And I'm going to jump out of here after your final KB4CPA.
Okay, David. Well, tell her I was thinking. I'll keep her on our prayer list, and because that's not fun. But you take care of that lady, because she's probably taking care of you for a long while. So, anyway, you have a good one. Like I said, I'm about up here to where I gotta hurt my pocketbook again. grocery store did it yesterday, and the gas pump's going to do it today, even though I don't need that much. So, anyway, talk to you later, David. KB4CBA, W2T Mobile, and clear.